Hi, I'm Elena C., welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we meet former New World Symphony violin fellow Beth Woodside. Currently, she's a member of the second violin section with the Cleveland Orchestra, and she has been since 1994. Beth is a Miami native, and the fantastic music scene in her hometown really inspired her to appreciate classical music.
Growing up in Miami, there were several really amazing concert series that we would go to. The symphony at the time was, I thought, fabulous as a student growing up there. There was also the Chamber Music Society that would bring in these groups from, you know, the best groups from around the world, basically. The Tokyo String Quartet, the Cleveland Quartet, the Beaux-Arts Trio, the Lincoln Center Chamber Players, you know, all of them would come usually once a year or once every couple years. And so all the pieces that they played chamber music-wise, just those really stand out for me the most.
And the composer who most stood out for her as a young violinist?
Probably Brahms. Brahms. I would just, yeah. The piano trios are just so, so beautiful. And, of course, the horn trio is a real favorite. Yeah. they're wonderful, wonderful music.
Even before she was old enough to drive herself to concerts and old enough to play Brahms' music on her violin, Beth was getting a pretty thorough education in the ways of chamber music at home. Both of her parents really enjoyed playing music.
We would have lots of chamber music parties. I remember when I was really young, before we moved to Miami, being taken, dragged along to someone's house and falling asleep under a harpsichord, or, you know, off in a back room while I heard all these flutes and violas and, you know. And that was pretty cool when you look back on it, you know, to have that experience.
There were several turning points in Beth's music career, and one especially stands out. It was the moment, she says, she knew she was going to be an orchestral violinist.
I was studying at Indiana University for my undergrad, and my teacher for the first 3 years was James Buswell, and he was really wonderful, and I learned a lot of great technique from him. And then he moved to New England Conservatory for my final year. And when that happened, I thought, gee, should I go with him? Should I stay? And I thought, it really is more practical to stay. Who am I going to study with? And Joseph Gingold took me in for my senior year, and that was the turning point for me. That was it. And at that point, I was getting ready to audition for New World and several other places. What should I do after my senior year? That sort of feeling, you know. And I took him all the repertoire, and we spent way more than half of my lesson time on the orchestral repertoire.
After she graduated from school, Beth was accepted into the New World Symphony. She only participated for 3 months before she landed her first full-time job with the Rochester Philharmonic. She says working with the New World Symphony and with conductor Michael Tilson Thomas, even though she was there for such a short time, really prepared her for that first job. And she continued to run into Michael Tilson Thomas in the years that followed. She spent several summers at different music festivals with him, and in 1987, she spent some time with Michael Tilson Thomas's teacher.
And I went overseas to Germany and worked with Bernstein for a couple weeks. So that was really, really special. He did Rider Spring. It was a student orchestra. It was not exactly holding together, but it was an amazing musical experience to work with him.
A lot of New World Symphony fellows describe Michael Tilson Thomas as scary, but not scary at the same time. Beth says he learned a lot from Leonard Bernstein, although Beth never thought Bernstein was at all scary.
I didn't find him intimidating at all. I thought he was just so musical that he pulled everybody in with him. I mean, every ounce of flesh on him moved with the music. There was nothing that sat there still at all. I mean, it was just incredible that way.
That was former New World Symphony violin fellow Beth Woodside. She's in town with the Cleveland Orchestra, and they complete their 2011 Miami residency this week with concerts on April 8th and 9th. For more information, visit clevelandorchestramiami.com. I'm Elena C. Thanks for joining me backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.